The next LOS requires us to identify the appropriate test statistic and interpret the results for a hypothesis test concerning the mean difference of two normally distributed populations. Frequently, we are interested in the differences in the value of paired observations from two samples that are not assumed to be independent. When comparing the differences between the paired observations from two dependent samples, the hypothesis test is called a test of paired differences, or a paired comparison test. For a two-tailed paired comparisons test, the null hypothesis is that the mean of the population of paired differences is equal to the hypothesized mean of paired differences, which is typically zero. For a one-sided paired comparison test, the null hypothesis is that the mean of the population of paired differences is either less than or equal to, or greater than or equal to, the hypothesized mean of paired differences. The t-statistic that is used for paired comparisons tests with n-1 degrees of freedom is computed as the sample mean difference for the pairs minus the hypothesized mean difference for the paired differences divided by the standard error of the mean differences. For an example of a paired comparisons test, consider a test of whether the returns on two steel firms were equal over a five-year period. We can't use the difference in means test because we have reason to believe that the samples are not independent. Both will depend to some extent on the returns on the overall market, or market risk, and the conditions in the steel industry, or industry-specific risk. In this case, our pairs will be the returns on each firm over the same time periods, so we use the differences in monthly returns for the two companies. The paired comparisons test here is just a test of whether the average difference between monthly returns is significantly different from zero, based on the standard error of the average difference estimated from the sample data. Remember, the paired comparisons test also requires that the sample data be normally distributed. Also, keep in mind that we have been describing two distinct hypothesis tests. Differences between the means of two populations versus the mean of the paired differences from two normal populations. Here are rules for when these tests may be applied. The test of the differences in means is used when there are two independent samples. The test of the mean of the difference is used when the samples are not independent, but in fact allow paired comparisons. The first part of the next LOS is to identify the test statistic and interpret the results for a hypothesis test concerning the variance of a normally distributed population. When conducting hypothesis tests concerning the variance of normally distributed populations, the chi-square test is used, which means that the appropriate test statistic follows a chi-square distribution. The chi-square distribution is asymmetrical and approaches the normal distribution in shape as the degrees of freedom increases. The chi-square test statistic is computed as the number of degrees of freedom, which is the sample size minus 1, times the sample variance divided by the hypothesized value for the population variance. Similar to other hypothesis tests, the chi-square test compares the test statistic at n-1 degrees of freedom to a critical chi-square value at a given value of significance and n-1 degrees of freedom. You should note that the chi-square distribution is bounded below by zero, so chi-square values cannot be negative. The next part of this LOS is to identify the test statistic and interpret the results for a hypothesis test concerning the equality of the variances of two normally distributed populations based on two independent random samples. The hypotheses concerned with equality of variances of two populations are tested with an F-distributed test statistic. Hypothesis testing using a test statistic that follows an F distribution is referred to as an F test. The F-test is used under the assumption that the populations from which the samples are drawn are normally distributed and that the samples are independent. The null hypothesis for a two-tailed F-test of differences in the variances is that the variance of population 1 is equal to the variance of population 2. For a two-sided test, the null hypothesis would be either that the variance of population 1 is less than or equal to the variance of population 2, or that the variance of population 1 is greater than or equal to the variance of population 2. The test statistic for the F-test, or the F-statistic, is computed as the ratio of the sample variances. By convention, the larger of the two sample variances is placed in the numerator. An F-distribution is right-skewed and bounded by zero on the left-hand side. The shape of the F-distribution is determined by two separate degrees of freedom, the numerator degrees of freedom and the denominator degrees of freedom. So, in locating critical F values in an F table, you must look them up with reference to both the numerator degrees of freedom and the denominator degrees of freedom. The next LOS requires us to distinguish between parametric and non-parametric tests and describe situations in which the use of non-parametric tests may be appropriate. Parametric tests rely on assumptions regarding the distribution of the population and are specific to population parameters. For example, a z-test relies upon a mean and standard deviation to define a normal distribution. The z-test also requires that either the sample is large, relying on the central limit theorem to assume a normal sampling distribution, or requires that the population is normally distributed. Non-parametric tests either do not consider a particular population parameter or have a few assumptions about the distribution of population that is sampled. Non-parametric tests are used when there is concern about the quantities other than the parameters of a distribution, or when the assumptions of a parametric test can't be supported. Non-parametric tests are also used when the data is not suitable for parametric tests, such as when the observations are ranks. Non-parametric tests are often used in conjunction with parametric tests, because in this way the non-parametric test serves as a backup. In case the distributional assumptions of the underlying parametric test do not hold. One example of a non-parametric test is a test using data ranks, such as largest, second largest, third largest, and so on, for two data sets, and examining the correlation of ranks between the two sets. We might use this to test the correlation between firm size rank and earnings per share rank for a given set of firms. Another example is a runs test. If we look at a series of stock price changes, either up or down, a runs test would give us the probability that an observed series of daily price changes could result, given that each price change is random.